Melania, Melania, Melania. I thought, as did so many of us, you'd undertaken the fight against cyberbullying out of some profound and personal embarrassment for your husband's egregious behavior. He's called women dogface. He's made reference to bleeding from you know where. He's acted the pig. Grab him by the pussy, he said, publicly, and they'll do what you want. We felt awful for you, Melania. We felt what we thought was your pain. Recently, he called the MSNBC commentator low IQ and his cohort a woman who bleeds from her facelift. Yeah, you defended him, saying he was only hitting back. Stand by your man, Melania. Tell the world that you love him. But don't go on asking us to believe as First Lady you'd be a good spokeswoman for an anti-cyberbullying crusade. It's like Molly Hatchet lobbying against the axe manufacturers. Come on, lady. You've made yourself a national joke. You're the Bill Cosby lookalike who was planning to run town meetings to advise us poor men on the risk of being falsely accused of sexual assault, even though he admitted he drugged those women and then had consensual sex with them. I know folks were stupid enough to vote for your husband. They're still in denial, but not for long. We didn't vote for Bill Cosby, and we didn't vote for you. Be a dear now and quit defending the indefensible. At the very least, find yourself another cause. Maybe something like, oh, I don't know, assistance for the fashionably impoverished. Thanks, Melania, for hearing me out.